If you have your Bibles, let's turn, if you will, to the book of Exodus. And I'll be reading out of the 16th chapter, verses 1 through 3 and 9 through 12. Exodus 16. And you'll find this morning through this text that man has just began to complain. Man been complaining for a long time. The Bible reads in chapter 16, beginning at verse 1. And they took their journey from Elim. And all the congregation of the children of Israel came unto the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai. On the 15th day of the second month after they departed out of the land of Egypt. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto them, Would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread to the full, for ye have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. And Moses spake unto Aaron, Say unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, Come near before the Lord, for he hath heard your murmurings. And it came to pass, as Aaron spake unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, saying, At even ye shall eat flesh, and in the morning ye shall be filled with bread, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God. Supporting scripture, the gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter, beginning at verse 30. John 6, 30 through 35. And they said therefore unto him, What sign showest thou then that we may see and believe thee? What doest thy work? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. On the basis of those verses this morning, we like to use the thought or subject in the form of a question. After eating all of that spiritual food this week, God blessed us every day of the week from last Sunday through Thursday evening. So God sent me to ask you a question this morning. What's next on the menu? What's next on the menu? Or in other words, what more do you want? The Lord is blessing us right now. Woke us all up this morning. Thought us all on another day's journey. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, you may as well give God some praise this morning. It was God that was there by your bedside. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. If you give to God, God will give back unto you. What shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits towards me? The Lord is blessing me right now. You understand what I'm saying this morning? Glory, glory, glory. If I don't wake up in the morning if I don't see tomorrow's sunshine. The Lord is blessing me right now. Glory, glory. He's worthy this morning. Somebody know he's worthy this morning. Somebody appreciate being blessed by God this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. What more do you want than a God to love you despite yourself, to look beyond your faults and bless your every need? Oh, glory, glory, glory. God is good this morning. And I hadn't been able to talk all week long, but I've been praying and working on it so that God allowed me to open up my mouth this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. You all was here all week. You know I couldn't hardly say a word. And I may not be where I want to be, but I thank God that he's still blessing me. And if God wouldn't have blessed me, but if not, I got to praise him in the house, period. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, we had revival, and you ought to show some signs. Glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now, it sounds more like God's people are in the house this morning. Everybody dead is either at the funeral home or waiting to be picked up. But my Bible says everything living and everything that have breath ought to. Now, I can't make you, but you ought to. You don't have to praise me, but there's a God. Glory, glory. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glory, glory. Amen. It's all right to feel good. I want you to feel good. Hallelujah. God done been too good to us for us to sit around like sad sacks. You understand what I'm saying this morning? So I do propose a question to you. Glory, glory. I just don't know why. Glory, glory, glory. I ain't going there. I'm going to leave that alone. I'm just glad we're where we are. Some things are not for us to know. Too many times in life, we want to know too much anyhow. But in God's own time, he shall reveal unto us the things that we need to know. And whether it comes in a small, still voice or whether he just sends it through his spirit. But by the Spirit of God, things can be revealed to you that God has for you. And I believe this morning that God has a blessing in store for somebody in this house. Oh, yes, we've been blessed all week long. God has blessed us over and over again. But that was yesterday. This is the day that the Lord has made. So what is it that God would have for us today? On this another Sunday when we enjoy the fellowship of breaking bread together and remember the sacrificial life of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. How he has allowed us another chance to be spiritually revived. Life has a way of draining us. Life has a way of making us feel like we're not going to make it. And some of us understand this morning that we are running in a tedious race. And the old enemy, he don't want you to succeed. He wants you to stop somewhere along the way. But as the choir sang so beautifully earlier, you got to press your way toward that mark. There's no doubt in my mind that we received what God had intended for us this week. But I find this morning that the key is that we got to hold on to what God has given us so that as the days come and go, we can apply it in our lives, in our everyday existence where it is needed. We need to allow the God that we serve and the Spirit of God that covers us and keeps us to let the enemy know that he has no place in our lives. The enemy is out to rob and to steal you of your joy, but we got to understand that you've been bought with a price. And don't you allow the enemy to hinder your growing. We got a lot of ground to cover because it's not over yet. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. And I thank God for this day which God has made. And I wonder this morning just how many of you are happy to see another day. I'm glad this morning to be able to tell God thank you. I'm glad to be able to say this morning that I'm still willing to stand up for God. I want to serve him only as God would have me to serve him. And if I would be honest with myself, I found out through the word of God this week that every now and then I just got to be real and face the reality of where I am. And if I am honest with myself this morning, as blessed as I am and as far as God has brought me, I'm still catching hell. Anybody in here catching hell? Out of all you try to do, out of all the sacrifices you made, all the many times you bent over backwards and you sort of try to maneuver things and you juggle things around and you pray about things, but in all that you do, you still find that you're catching air. But I got some strength this week. And I made up in my mind that no matter what the devil throw my way, that I'm just going to sit back and I'm going to watch God work. Anybody in here hear what I'm saying? I might be going through, but I'm not going to worry myself as I go through. I'm going to just sit back, be still, know God is God, and I'm going to watch my God work, because he'll work my problems out. He'll make everything work out for my good. For I found out if I love God with all of my heart, and I recognize that if God can take mankind all the way to the Red Sea and split the Red Sea that man can walk across, if I don't have sense enough to walk on across myself, but I look around and wait on somebody else, if you're waiting on Pastor K to grab you by your hand to walk you through the Red Sea, and you're mad because I didn't get there when you wanted me to get there, and you decide in your mind that you're just not going to go because you got wind in your jaws this morning because the thing didn't fall out like you wanted it to fall out. But if you're serving the one true and living God and you're singing to the glory of God, you're preaching to the glory of God, you're praying to the glory of God, and it's not in a form or fashion, then if you stop doing what you're doing for the Lord for any other reason, I stop by to let you know that you're not hurting nobody but yourself. You better get yourself out the way and allow God to lead and direct your very path. And the God that I serve this morning, I am a true believer that if I stand firm on the faith that I got in God, that God is a deliverer, God is a healer, and my God is a keeper. But if I fall down in the dirt and I don't get up out of the dirt, all I want to let you know this morning that if I call on the name of Jesus and God don't come and see about me, I want to let you know. But if not, I'm going to praise him anyhow. Because I heard somebody say, anyway, you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. Anybody satisfied this morning? Anybody glad to be in the house? Anybody know that you are a chosen vessel? You see, I believe this morning that I was chosen by the Almighty God. And I found out where much is given, much is required. So that lets me know, John, that my purpose is greater than my pain. I'm going to go through. I'm going to go through sometime in my life. But what I'm going through this morning is not going to hinder me. Because the Lord has brought me a long way. And I thank God. I thank God that he's on my side. I thank God. Because God sent me by foul shop to let somebody know this morning that it's time to stop complaining. You might want to know what's next on the menu. Well, I got something for you. There is a word from the Lord. The Bible said, you got to excuse me this morning, but I'm not going to slow down. I'm going to hit it and quit it because God has been too good to turn around now. But when I look in the Word of God, I found out that the people of God, after God had delivered them, brought them out of the land of bondage, they began to murmur and complain. We got some complaining folk. The things are never just right. If you do it this way, that person got fault. If you do it that way, that one over there find fault. So I love that however God give it to me, that's the way I'm going to do it. For I feel like Moses. For Moses stood there and said, these people that you gave me to lead out of Egypt land, they're worrying me to death. They're complaining. They're murmuring. They're pulling their hair out, talking about they don't have anything to eat. But I want to let you know, they asked them the question, why would God bring us out of Egypt land? When we was in Egypt, we sat by the flesh pots. We had food to eat. We had bread to get full. But you brought us out here in this wilderness, and we don't have anything. Do you want us to die of hunger? But I want to let you know that you better stop murmuring and stop complaining. But I heard in the Word of God that the Bible says that Aaron came and told him what Moses told him, to bring the congregation together. When all of the people get together, let them know that in the evening, I'm going to feed them. And I'm going to get them some meat. But in the morning, I got some bread that I'm going to give them that's going to fall out of heaven. This bread is called manna. The Bible says, if you look in 16 and 14, and when the dew that lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness, there lay a small round thing, as small as a hoarfrost on the ground. And the children of Israel, when they saw it, Moses said, they wist not what it was. In other words, Lord, what is this? What have you gave us to eat? Don't you know it does not matter how God bless us? We always find some reason to complain. They complain about the manna. But I'm glad that God is a God that look beyond our fault. For God fed them from on high. But when you get over in Numbers and you get in the 11th chapter, Moses had gotten tired. Said, I'm weary. Look at all these people. They are murmuring and complaining. They write back at the same thing. Now they're talking about, we need some meat to eat. Don't you know, if God just give you some bread, you ought to be glad to have that bread. But the Bible said that Moses said unto the Lord, you gave me as a servant. Have you afflicted me? Do you not still love me? For the burden of the people, they're getting too heavy, and I cannot hardly bear. So the Bible said that the Lord thy God says, sanctify yourself against tomorrow. I'm going to send 70 elders, and when I get them there, I'm going to lay my hands on them, and I'm going to bless them. But the Bible said that the Lord, when he thought about how the children of Israel were still complaining, still murmuring, he said, oh yeah, I'm going to give you some meat I'm going to give you more than you want. For the Bible said that he let the quails come down on the land. And they had so much meat. They ate all that meat till it began to run out of their nostrils. They got sick from eating so much. So I stopped by to say, what more do you want? When God has blessed you, when God has kept you, you better learn how to thank God for what you got. What's next on the menu? Well, I come by to tell you that I don't have pork chop, and I don't have T-bone. I don't have fried chicken, and I don't have pig feet. But I do have something on the menu this morning. Didn't have time to wash any green. Didn't have time to shuck any corn. Didn't have time to peel any potatoes. But I found in the Word of God that Jesus said, I am the bread of life. So I got something on the menu. I got bread that come down from heaven. And if you eat this bread, you'll never be hungry. If you eat this bread, you'll never get thirsty. What more do you want? God came down in the flesh in the name of Jesus Christ. Died on Calvary's Hill. He is the bread of life. He'll feed you when you get hungry. I heard somebody say, feed me till I want no more. I want to be fed from on high. But I found out through the Word of God. Paul said, not that I speak in respect of want, for I've learned that whatsoever state that I'm in, I'm going to be content with such things as I have. So if I don't have all the luxuries of life, if I cannot stop by a 5-star restaurant, I can stop by hot as a Bojangles and just get me a little bread to make it through the day. And if I don't have that money, all I gotta do is take the Word of God. And if I eat on the Word of God, they tell me that it even help to satisfy your sweet tooth. For it's sweeter, the Word of God is sweeter than a honey and a rock. And I want you to know that the bread of life is next on the menu. Stop complaining, stop murmuring, and stop crying. But sit down and get ready for your meal. Because God is ready to feed somebody. Anybody in here hungry? Then God will feed you. For he said, I am the bread of life. God, our friend, our deliverer, and our God. The same God that was with the children of Israel, he's with us this morning. And God has a way that if you call on him, that he will feed you. And some of you may be asking that question, what's next on the menu? Well, now, if I didn't fix it like you want it fixed, then you go to your caterer or you go to your favorite cook. But I fixed it the way God gave it to me. You know, I love to eat. I know something about some food. And you got to learn a little something. You see, I learned how to cook. So if you know how to cook, you can look at food sometime. And you know whether it's what you want or not. But you know, I learned something else. Sometimes you got to try some new things. If you can get it past your mind, you might can get it down in your stomach. But sometimes what I see with my eye won't let my mind hold on to it. Hallelujah. But every now and then, since I've gotten older, and I learned that sometimes you got to take what they give you. You can't be choosy when someone gives you something. And the Lord is saying to us this morning, I give unto you life eternal, for I am the bread of life. eat of me and you never have to hunger again. And that's why we celebrate this day. As we have our Holy Communion today, we are offering you the bread of life. That's next on the menu. We can shout, I can holler, and I can do all of those things. But the bottom line is, where are you going to be when everything calms down? And you walk back out of those doors to go into that, what we call that mean world. But when you go out there, go with Jesus, letting your light shine. Don't worry about your neighbor's light. But if you let your light so shine, then Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth, then I'll draw all men, white men, black men. It does not matter the color of our skin. If you cut me and cut that man right there, we both gonna bleed red. When he die, when I die, we going to hell or we going to heaven? Now, if we decide that there's a black heaven and a white heaven, then you let somebody else make that decision. I'm going to God's heaven, where it will not matter what color is there. All kind of folk don't be there. And they're going to be speaking in some languages that you don't know. Not going to be that spiritual tongue either. It's going to be their tongue, the language of which they speak. But don't you want to be in the number? Don't you want to be one when you stand before God to hear him say, well done? What's next on the menu? Stop your murmuring and stop complaining. Be content with such things as you have. Because if there's more that you want, the Lord said all you got to do is ask in faith and believe, and I'll give it to you. If you're not a vegetarian, God said he has cattle upon 1,000 hills. And God said you could eat meat. Now, you might have decided you didn't want to eat it, but that's another message.